Love Talk Radio.
Yo. Welcome. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, sir.
It's been a while. Looks like it's only you and me to start off with. Still just you and me. Crispy is MIA, which happens from time to time, and Louie will be on when he can. But
is she giving birth?
Probably. She could be putting forth another child into this barren, desolate planet, or. But that's actually before we get into stuff. I just wanted to start the show on a serious note because apparently 2016 is just the year of death.
It really is.
It is. It's been, like, horrible. People, you know, David Bowie died, Alan Rickman died, and that's just a few of the people that in 2016 have passed away. A lot of people are also going through personal losses and whatnot, and I just think if there's anybody who you in your life have not spoken to a while that you've always wanted to, you know, to reconnect with, if there's, you know, something that you've wanted to say to somebody for years, and or just people that you don't let know that you appreciate enough, I think now is a really fucking good time to do that. Because it's just, people leave your life and you look at it and you're like, you know, I really wish I had said something to them before they passed
right.
away. And it's so random and ridiculous that there's no, you know, even when somebody's young, they could pass away at any moment. You just never know.
True.
So if there's, you know, if there's somebody in your life who you don't tell them that you love them enough, if there's someone who maybe you haven't spoken to in a while, whether it's a relative or an old friend, just say something to them. Let them know that you're thinking about them and that they matter to you in one way or another. Because everybody you pass on the street is fighting. I know it sounds retarded and cliche, but people really are fighting battles that you have no idea what they're going through.
Very true. Very well said. And yeah, you're right. It does seem like we've been off to an awfully rocky start to this year. The last few months have not been kind to most people.
Yeah, it's been pretty hellish in that regard. But it's also the year of the clown, apparently, because we have it is a year of a clown because there's apparently no, how can I put this? It seems to be that through all of these reality shows and stuff that we've talked about reality shows on this show before. We've talked about the direction the country goes and just that the entertainment level of what we like in this country has become so desolate and silly and farcical, and the lines of reality have blurred. And basically what's happening right now is that the people that are running for president are essentially reality TV stars. One of them is literally a reality TV star.
True. Yeah, speaking of barren wastelands, yeah, I feel like the nominees on both sides, it's not a pretty picture.
No. It's not a pretty picture. There's a lot of... The thing about Donald Trump is that... And I want to talk about him specifically because we've talked about him before on the show. He's one of the only people that Louis has ever expressed desire to have assassinated. Like, if there's anyone. And that might be a dangerous thing to say.
Right.
In a few months. That might be something that's really dangerous. But we've been saying that for years. Like, this is somebody who's known for basically being kind of a slumlord. He's known for screwing over his investors. I mean, the fact is that this dude, while he has been personally somewhat of a successful businessman, especially with his entertainment efforts, he's declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy four times, which
right.
is basically when your company is about to go under, you declare Chapter 11 bankruptcy to restructure it and basically mm-hmm. say, creditors can't fuck with me. We're shrinking the company and we're, you know, getting rid of assets and whatnot so that we can still have the company. The company's going to shrink greatly, but, you know, we need legal protection from creditors who are coming after us.
Right.
Now, he's done this a few times so he can save his company's name. But what he's actually done is when he sells off his company's assets and stuff and defrauds his creditors, you know, or only pays them a certain tiny amount back, what he's doing is he's eliminating jobs in his companies. He's destroying the jobs of people that have come to work for him. He's also fucking over his investors who have obviously given him credit to buy these other properties and whatnot.
Of course.
And what the other things happen is that his ownership stake is reduced. He usually keeps enough of a stake in the company to have a major controlling share. But, you know, that what they say for when people file for Chapter 11 is that it's usually being done. It's the reason it's happening is because of bad business decisions or, you know, a market downturn. Sometimes it's got nothing to do with bad business decisions, but usually it's a combination of both.
Right.
And you can say one time, you know, okay, that was a good business decision because, you know, things got out of hand or whatever. Two times it's like, all right, well, you know, maybe you need to start making fucking better decisions with your companies.
Right.
Then you have three and four times. So, like, if declaring bankruptcy is part of your business strategy, it's still kind of a shitty strategy.
Absolutely. And yeah, you have to wonder, the decision-making, like you said, after the second time, you kind of, you know, give a little side-eye and be like, all right, what is this dude doing? But the fact that it's happened even more than that is definitely alarming, to say the least.
Well, you know, pretty much a lot of people who support him, there's two things that they say when they support Donald Trump. One is that he tells it like it is, which I happen to be someone who people say that about.
Right.
And I don't tell it like it is. I tell it how I see it. That's not necessarily how it is, because I'm only one fucking person and I only have my own perspective.
Very
some people
true.
May agree on it or whatever, but I'm not telling it. There's no such thing as telling it like it is.
Stop
because
trying to be
even
self-aware.
If you have a fucking... What? Say it again?
Stop trying to be self-aware. Don't you know that's not allowed in today's day and age?
No, I thought that was a good theme of this show. I thought we had that running for a while, that we were all fairly self-aware. But there's... being self-aware means that you realize that you're just one motherfucker. And, of course, Donald Trump doesn't have to be one motherfucker because he has a lot of money, and one of the reasons he has a lot of money is because he's never had to pay back the people that have invested in him, one.
Right.
Number two, he's got pretty good – he did well for himself when it comes to endorsement shit and entertainment deals, you know, with the shows and stuff, but – he had a Trump business school that failed. He had Trump vodka for a while that failed. Like, the guy has had a lot of failures.
Yes.
And he manages to keep his head afloat because he built enough of a company that he has a stake in it and can still earn off of it. The guy has money. You know, he's managed to do that at least. So, but he's not the most successful businessman in the world. If Bill Gates was up there saying, I've been very successful, you know, and you should all trust me in my business decisions, then you could go, okay, yes, well, it's Bill.
Yeah,
it'd
be hard
Gates.
Not to,
guy,
yeah, it's hard to knock.
Right.
Right.
Right. He owns the entire universe. Like, there's not, like, you can't fuck with Bill Gates. Like, Bill Gates has so much money that he has to give it away. Otherwise, he gets in trouble with the government again.
Right.
So it's just, you know, like, somebody like Donald Trump, yeah, you've got money. You've managed to import a wife again from a different country because no matter how much you talk about how awesome America is, apparently you don't like your fucking women.
Good point.
I mean, the dude's like, has he ever been married to an American? I think
Marla Maples,
whatever her name is. Marla Maples was American. I think. I'm not entirely sure.
She may be a cyborg, but I'm pretty sure she was.
You're right. I think she might actually be a cyborg, but he prefers to have his wives unable to speak enough English to say no to him. And, you know, he wants to get rid of all the immigrants, but unless they want to get married to him. I think that's like the golden parachute for them. Like, all the Mexicans can leave unless they want to marry Donald Trump.
See, that's what it is, though. He wants to get rid of the Mexicans and import more, like, Eastern European women for, like, you know, sex slavery and things like that.
Well, isn't that what Eastern European women are for, though?
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's their role in this country at this point.
Yeah. So, yeah, he wants to get rid of, but he also wants to keep Muslims out and, and just, you know, eliminate their privileges to get into this country altogether, which is... That's kind of silly, man. Overall, that's silly.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to delve too far into that, but yeah, just to basically ostracize an entire group of people because of, I mean, how many of us would be here if you know, the masses were kicked out because of the actions of a few? Not many.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that I think the point of all that is that there are, like, yes, people like Bill Maher and a lot of other people say, like, okay, you know, Muslims in general are terrible, which is, you know, which is why it's, they're able to, which is why this this culture is able to produce terrorists, because just the religion, this particular religion in itself is so mm-hmm. bad that that's why things like that happen, which is not really true at all, because I've, you know, we grew up in New York. I don't know how many Muslim people you grew up with, but I grew up with a few, and they're just people.
Right.
You know, like, we grew up with there were Sikhs in my school, you know, like, I can't say, there were Africans everywhere, like, everything. I think we're really lucky because we grew up with a lot of different kind of people, like, literally from almost every fucking place in the world. I can name somebody, you know?
Right.
Except a lot of Portuguese, too. A lot of Portuguese and Brazilian guys in Mount Vernon.
Very true. But yeah, I don't remember ever feeling, you know, growing up threatened by a particular religion, certainly, or any kind of, like...
No, I wasn't threatened by a particular religion. I was threatened by a lot of black people.
Yes. As was I. I don't think many of them were Muslims, so...
No. I don't think they were. There was a couple that were, though, actually. Like, a kid I grew up with that actually died. Did you know Chris Boykin?
I did not. Doesn't ring a bell.
His dad was a Muslim Secret Service agent.
Oh, nice.
Which seems to be like a complete contradiction terms, according to white America. But anyway, back to the point. The point is that this, I don't really know what Trump stands for. But, like, really personally in his own life, because I think he just says things to be paid attention to. I really think most of the shit he says is just so people will pay more attention to him. Which is why I was amused throughout the first couple of legs of this candidacy, because it's like, okay, here's this guy that we've known for years is a loudmouth asshole.
Yes.
He's always been a loudmouth asshole. We know him in New York because his shit is everywhere.
Yeah.
He takes fat dumps all over New York properties, He takes a big fat Trump in White Plains, and bam, there's a big apartment complex that nobody lives in.
I think he got in. You know, he built another one in New Rochelle, actually.
Did he? Did he take a big fat Trump in New Rochelle?
I believe he did.
I think that should be a saying now. I took a big fat
Trump. Nice.
Yeah. He's taken big fat Trumps all over New York City, you know, and he even had his shitty casino in Jersey, which failed once, and then I think he filed Chapter 11 on that, and it failed again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it's still there. Have you been down to Atlantic City?
Not lately, but I think it was closed last time I was there, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, as shitty as Vegas can be, like, you know, there's, like, pockets of Vegas that are just filled with, like, drugs and disease and, like, third world living situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Atlantic City is just that part of Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Atlantic City is, like, the asshole of part of Vegas, basically. Just the, the dirty and slummy and, AC is disgusting.
Well, like Vegas is, like, the sweet, you know, wonderful vagina of gambling and vice, which, you know, if you go too far into it, you'll find some stuff that's been there that shouldn't be in there. You know, and like, you know, Reno's kind of like the tits. It's not as crazy as Vegas, but you still want it. You still want to fool around in Reno.
Right.
You know, and then you have... And then you have, you know, your, I guess like the other stuff that comes, like, you know, lips and eyes and all the and pretty hair, that's all the casinos peppered around the country. You
right.
know, that's all the other good stuff. Not as good as Vegas, but, you know, it hits the spot. And then you have, you turn around to the back, and you have Atlantic City, which is just a dirt brown, it's literally the shithole. It's the gambling lady shithole.
Yes. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, I think so too. So, anyway, I guess the point is that for, like, I've always hoped that the Republicans and the Democrats I hope for two things for them, is that one, that they would expose themselves for what they really are, which is just the same, it's the same creature. They're both parts
right.
of the same creature.
Yeah.
They have one big fat giant dick that they both use to fuck us with.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's two sides of the same fucking coin. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Or that they actually, which is far, far less likely, is that they actually realize that there's strengths in both of their stances, and they actually come together to work together. You know, because there's times where we need to be hard on shit.
The way things are going.
No. It's not going to.
But what does it say to, like, the rest of the... Like, what does it say if you're an actual politician? And I'm not advocating any of the Republican nominees necessarily, but what does it say when you're an actual Republican candidate and you've been a senator or a governor or what have you, and you're losing to fucking Donald Trump? Like, does it say, like, that the world, that the country is just sick of all of them? I mean, or do that many people actually... Are they actually in favor of what Trump is saying?
I think the biggest issue is
for as batshit crazy as he is, how do you say, okay, I've been advocating these ideals and such for this many years, and now I'm losing to Donald Trump? Like, what does that say for you?
That's a very, very, very good point. And... But that's also wrapped into what my point is. Like, I think that this country has become extremely stupid, and that's proof. There's really hard evidence of that in the fact that most of our scientific geniuses in this country, about 50% of them, if not more, are imported.
Right.
People from... Geniuses from other countries like China and India and Russia and you know, these other quote-unquote less successful countries, they have their people come over here where they make money, and then they do awesome stuff because they're geniuses, and then they leave. So now everybody else is going to be smart, and we're still too retarded to fill these positions ourselves. You know, we have a few guys here and there, but people have gotten so dumb. And that's really evidenced by the rise of this quote-unquote reality television, I think. I really do think that it's a marker of just how little Americans give a shit about thinking. Because you don't have to think at all when you watch those shows. Those shows are not about thinking.
No, not at all. It's mindless entertainment. It's exactly what it is.
Yes, it's there's nothing thought-provoking about it. There's nothing, you know, yes, it's amusing, but it's all antics. And more than half of them, like 99% of what happens on those shows is scripted in some way.
Of course.
You know, and the fact that we still call it reality TV and that people say, oh my God, can you believe what happened? Like, we used to have gossip magazines. We used to have fucking salons where people go and talk shit. Now we actually literally have TV shows to do that for us.
Yes.
Like, gossip has become a multi-billion dollar industry.
And the whole social media thing has, like, exponentially perpetuated that. The fact that you can watch the Kardashians and then tweet about it and then see how many other people are tweeting about it and all this other crap, and it's even worse than just watching the show is... You know, the debating, quote unquote, the topics, quote unquote, that occur on the shows, it's like, is insane.
Yeah. And the other piece of that is, it's kind of like the social media thing has kind of broken down the insulation that these celebrities used to have, because you can interact with them on Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't have to wait for the filter of a television show. Like, when you see these morons breaking down, they're doing it like real time. It's straight back to the analogy that South Park also used of like the, you know, throwing the Christians in the lion pits and shit. Like, it's a spectacle.
Right.
We love to sacrifice people on that show.
Oh, absolutely.
And the fact is, and that it actually brings me to the other topic I wanted to talk about. There's a video up on our page right now, and we didn't even touch upon all the shit that's going on with the election. You know, it's been almost a year since we've done this show.
I know. When I was looking at the page before, I think the last show was like 11 months. And I was like, that doesn't seem possible.
I know. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but apparently it was. And we're old, man. Time goes a lot quicker,
dude,
when you're old.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, shit.
That's damn sure. Holy crap. Like, yeah, we were just talking about it the other day, like how fast the last few months have gone. It's just crazy.
Yeah. It's, you know, you turn 30, it's like between, like, I think it's like 36, 37, and it's just, that's it for you. Like, if you had a lot of fun in your 30s, like, I had a lot of fun in my early 30s. Like, I did things that I never thought I was going to do in my lifetime. And now it's like 36, 37, and it's starting to slow down, which is why after, you know, when things grind to a complete halt, when I hit 40, that's when the cocaine starts. Which I've already decided.
Yes.
So, but no, but so Kanye West has lost his damn mind again. I know it's something we talk about all the time, and it's like I almost don't want to, because he kind of doesn't deserve the attention in a way. But I also like.
Well, but
love
this particular
so much
episode
of his music.
is quite entertaining and just so out there.
He's tried to see what he's done for anyone, the 0.02 people that are listening. for anyone that doesn't know, he posted this Twitter rant. I think it was Twitter at Mark Zuckerberg, and he was basically saying, like, you know, how come you don't give me money? You know, I'm $53 million in personal debt. Which he then went on to say, like, in subsequent tweet, I'm personally rich, you know, I can feed my family and stuff. But wait, you just said you're personally $53 million in debt. How are you personally rich? Yeah, like, are you in debt or are you rich? Like, I know you can be in debt and rich, but like, how are you personally in debt and personally rich at the same time? So he's basically saying, I need money to make my ideas come to life. I need access to more money
as we know and as we have discussed, Kanye is the smartest person alive and has these amazing ideas that get his hands on a couple more bucks, he can make come to life.
Yes. Well, of course he. No matter how much personal wealth that he's gained, he still doesn't have enough money to make his dream of, I don't know, giant leather jogging pants for for the Green Giant. I don't know what kind of ideas he's got, but they're obviously not all great, because he came up with leather jogging pants.
That's he did.
That's, I mean, that right there. I have to take a drink of beer right now, because this actually gets me really pissed off.
But wait, so going back to the Trump thing, so Kanye had the leather jogging pants, and that's kind of like Trump's first bankruptcy, when you're like, ooh, man, that's a bad choice. It's like, how many more choices, how many more chances are we going to give Kanye to come up with these, you know, these ideas of his, or, you know, how many times are we going to let him put them into practice?
Agreed.
Before we're just like,
agreed.
All right.
But that's not the way he sees it, and that's what we're trying to get to, is that
not at all.
he wants people to just give him money to do whatever the fuck he wants. And that's not, like, he says all the time, you know, my mother, and he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I was watching a clip of this the other day. He's like, my mother, she says, she taught me that nobody else is going to believe me. I have to believe in myself. So I don't care about all the haters, this and that, which is not true at all, because every 5 minutes he's responding to haters. He's always responding to the haters.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, people need to give me money to do what I want, even though the thing is, like, Jay-Z, his homeboy, has a very successful clothing company.
Right.
There's other people in his game, like Puffy, for example, and he's got his clothing company is actually really top-notch shit.
Right.
I have to give Sean Combs credit. I hate Puff Daddy with a passion, but his clothes are tight.
Well, see, so that's when you have to say, okay, you know, instead of talking to Mark Zuckerberg, you would think that maybe he should hit up some of his peers for money.
I'm sure he already has.
Except for the fact that he probably already has, and they've probably been like,
right.
No, dude, no.
Be like,
no.
Ah, shit, you know I love you, yay, but fuck no.
Yeah. After those leather jogging pants, fuck that shit. I don't want to see your next idea.
Be like, no. You know, we'll talk. All right. we'll talk about this. And he's complaining that he doesn't have enough money to make his quote-unquote beautiful ideas manifest themselves in the world. And this is where his mother failed. Like, this is a failure of his mom. Because, yes, she taught him to believe in himself, but she never taught him to shut the fuck up. she never taught him about humility. Like, you know, shit is your own fault. If something doesn't work, it's because you didn't make it work.
Right.
You can't go around blaming everybody else because your fashion ideas are fucking retarded.
It's one thing to have faith in yourself. It's another thing to have blind faith in yourself and think that everything you touch is, like, going to turn to gold just because it's you that's doing it.
Correct. Yes, you can't force things to happen if you're, you know, like, and that's the other thing. If you've spent $53 million trying to make your shit happen and it hasn't happened, then, like, who's the one?
It's never
How
going
is that
to
everyone else's
yeah.
fault? No.
It's never going to happen.
Like, this shit, like, okay, so Jay-Z has this bullshit music service called Tidal, right? It's iTunes. It's like every other fucking music streaming service out there. There's so many of them. It doesn't – nobody cares. We don't need another one. But he's trying to make the shit happen. So he's got Beyonce and Kanye dropping their new albums on Tidal only. So people have to sign up for it in order to get these albums. But, like, I'm reading this shit, and, like, it's not – they're not making it happen. It wasn't going to happen in the first place. I'd be very surprised if that shit – I'd be very, very surprised if they actually managed to do something with that.
Yeah, I don't see it being anywhere what they thought it was going to be. But, I mean, who knows?
It's not – I mean, you know, I don't care. Here's what you do. If you make something exclusive to one service, especially a service that no fucking body in their mother has ever heard of before, which is what Tidal is, you're going to have pirated copies of the music, period. There's no way around that. I mean, you're going to have pirated copies of the music anyway, but you're essentially guaranteeing that your music is going to be stolen when you do shit like that. And it's so easy to do that. Like, it's so fucking easy. Like, it's a dumb fucking decision. So, you know, Kanye, maybe if you didn't make stupid decisions like putting your album out on this one, you know, he should have traded with Jay. He should have been like, look, you can put my album out on Tidal if you fund my leather jogging pants.
Right. Exactly. You know, the whole barter system, tried and true.
That's right, but it doesn't seem like that worked out for him, because now he's bitching at the consummate honky Mark Zuckerberg to give him money. Like, what do you think, Kanye? You think Mark fucking Zuckerjew is gonna come down off his throne of you know, on the created on the backs of everyone that's of all the fucking matzo balls and shit that he created to climb up there. Like, is Mark Zuckerberg gonna stop pinching every penny he can?
But see, this is why I'm interested. Why did he target Mark Zuckerberg? That's my question. There are other rich people in the world. Like, that's what kind of interests me, is I'd like to know what the thought
process
was.
Because Mark Zuckerberg probably said something along the lines of, I'm a big Kanye fan. I think that's actually where it came from.
Are you sure he wasn't looking at those Facebook posts that pretended Mark Zuckerberg was going to give away like $10 million? And he was like, oh, shit, I got to get into that.
Maybe.
He's giving away $10 million? Yo, let me sign up for that shit.
Well, he should hit up that fucking, that pharmacy asshole. The pharmacy company douchebag, that's the guy he should hit up for money.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? The guy who raised the prices of that AIDS drug and is like,
oh,
just
a huge
piece of shit.
Yeah. I just want to know what the thought process was. And I'd like to know what his ideas are, but the problem is that he's going to claim that somebody else is going to steal his idea. I'm hoping his idea was like anal lube that Amber Rose used on him.
Yeah, that's something that I wanted to mention too, is that apparently he really loves fingers in his butt, because I guess I don't even know how did that start? Do you know how that started?
I don't remember what he said. I can't remember what started it. I can't remember what he said that started it.
There was a beef between
him and Wiz, right?
Fat Rob Kardashian, which is the Kardashian penis that nobody talks or cares about, somehow he managed to land like Nicki Minaj impersonator and fucking cartoon figure Blac Chyna. Somehow he's fucking her. She is ridiculous. Like, as ridiculous as Nicki Minaj's proportion, like, this chick is, she's like a titmass doll with a doll face. She's ridiculous. I'm not sure if I'm attracted to her or not. Like, she's got everything that's there, but it's a little frightening.
A little too much.
Like,
yeah.
So. It is. It's amazing, but it's horrible at the same time. So somehow he's banging her, and there's like some beef because like she used to bang one of the Jenner girls' boyfriends or something. I don't fucking know. But Kanye opened his mouth about it. He had some shit to say, and Amber Rose is apparently friends with this girl, Blac Chyna, and was just like, "Why you mad? Because nobody's putting their fingers in your butt anymore?" Which that made me a fan of hers for life, pretty much. That was all I needed to see.
Well, because you know,
say
for
shit
damn,
to that.
You know for damn well that Kim Kardashian ain't put no fingers in his butt. So
she might. Who knows? She probably hired somebody to put fingers in his butt.
Well, yeah, she might do that. But do you think she's doing anything more than the bare minimum at this point?
I think in general she's never done more than the bare minimum. I think that's
right. At least in the beginning she was like, her claim to fame was the sex tape, so she had to kind of prove herself on some level. But at this point, I mean, I think it's done for her.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, her career isn't over, but I don't even know exactly what her career is. Like, what does she do? She just sucks a bunch of dicks.
But that's insane.
No,
she doesn't suck a bunch of dick anymore.
That takes work. No,
right.
And that takes work.
She doesn't even do that anymore. There's no way she's putting her finger up Kanye's butt.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even want to think about what Kanye puts in his butt. But he definitely had Amber Rose doing that for him, which is crazy. Like, I can't believe she was like, she did that. Like, how do you? Like, I don't want to judge him for wanting fingers up his butt, but I have to.
Yeah, I don't know how you bring that up. I don't know.
Like, I don't... like, you know, we're not judgmental of people who have sexual deviations.
No,
because
of course not.
I don't even want to say deviations because, you know, for all I know, everybody but me loves fingers up their ass. I have no idea.
Maybe.
I don't talk to my friends about their anus.
Right, that's the thing. We don't know because we don't know. Yeah.
Right, so maybe now is the time to ask you, Mick, do you like fingers in your butt?
I do not.
Have you had fingers in your butt?
Not that I can recall. I think somebody tried once and it did not.
Yeah, have you been that drunk?
No, I said not tried, like, actually, like, insert, but, like, even just, like, when, you know, you grab near that area, my natural reaction to flinch and be like, get away from me, because
right.
I don't want that. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's ever gotten that close, but.
Is it because no one's ever wanted to get that close to your butthole, or it's just because
near it? It's probably both. Nobody has ever tried to put their finger in my butt.
Really?
So,
oh, we got to change that. Next time
are
I
you,
see
you,
man,
are you
we're just going to go straight
for
this thumb
job, or do you want to? Okay.
I'll shove a thumb up your butt. I don't want to do anything else to you, but I'll put my thumb up there.
All
maybe
right.
Erica,
can
let
be like...
Erica go to town on you, and I'll just help.
Oh God, that's terrible. can it be your pinky though, not your thumb? Can we start small?
I feel like you wouldn't like it unless it was like two thumbs. You know what I mean? Mm. Like I feel like
pretty
you're
sure
the
I wouldn't like it at
goes,
all, but.
I'm pretty sure you're the type of guy that's, like, all or nothing. You know what I mean? Like, that's... I'll shove a pinky up there, and you're going to be like, just put your dick in it.
Yeah, I need more than that. Yeah, probably.
Right,
might be right.
You know, the sensation. So Amber Rose shouted him out big time, which, to me... Like, I'm sure there's gonna be people who came out of the woodwork and was like, you know, it's okay to like that. It's fine. But personally, I think you're a little bit of a bitch if you like finger up your ass.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you said, you don't want to judge, but it's hard not to. I don't see the appeal myself, but, you know, I mean, what do I know?
It's, you know what it is? It's like...
Oh, wait, I'm lying.
It's
I
like
had a prostate exam, so I have had a finger in my ass.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have a prostate exam, but I had a colonoscopy, so I had a whole camera up my ass.
That's not
yeah,
fun.
But if you, yeah, but they knock you out for it, which is nice. It's
oh,
really
yeah,
nice.
You
trust
got
me
out. Knocked out for a prostate exam. And it's weird, because, like, I had always just assumed, like, they would bend you over, like, standing up and bent over, because what the fuck do I know?
Did they throw you on your back and make you put your legs up in the air?
Yeah, they basically, like, lay you on your side and tell you to go in the fetal position, and, like, you're basically, like, it's so violating. And then the best part, so the guy does it. Wait on. The guy finishes it. He does it, and he's basically, like, he basically hands me some tissues and he's like, "Here, clean yourself off. I'll be in the next room." It was like I've never felt like a whore before, but I'm imagining that's what it feels
Wait,
like.
Did he press on your prostate and make you squirt?
No,
oh,
but like
okay.
He put gel on it. He put gel on his hand before he went in there.
Right.
So I had all this like creamy gel in my ass.
Can I ask you a question? Well,
sure.
Are you sure it was his finger?
I mean, there's no way to. I didn't look, but you know,
you didn't look back and make sure that.
I didn't look back and make eye contact. No. Like,
did
you
feel
know,
two hands on your shoulders
you
while it was happening?
Why don't you throw a second or third finger while you're in there? Yeah. No.
Was he talking to you? And when the exam was happening, it sounded like his mouth was muffled.
It was weird though because we both had to put on our pants afterwards. I don't know why his were down.
I think
but,
you know what?
Yeah.
I think we should start the show with shit like this next time because it did. This show didn't